Today is the feast of the Holy Cross. It is a day in which God chose to reveal that Holy Cross once more. It was set aside for a while, in a very humble place. Interestingly, a well. The cross was hidden in a well, amongst the presence of several other crosses. Macarius was the name of the bishop at the time. Helen, the mother of Constantine, a Catholic, had seen, through her prayers, the conversion of her son, who through his watchfulness and his belief in the Holy Cross became emperor. His mother went shortly afterwards to Jerusalem to find the holy things. Up to this time, Catholics had been persecuted, left and right, fed to the lions, the bears, as sport. They were considered enemies of the state. Interesting. Perhaps we will find ourselves once more enemies of the state because, terror of terrors, we pray. We want to pray in silence. That's a great threat, you know. Unless a man be born again. So, the Holy Cross is brought forth from a well. Our Lord himself uses the words water and spirit, and the cross comes out of a well. Isn't that interesting? I wonder what that really means. You're going to have to look up the fathers of the church, won't you? And find what it says about that, right? Because they'll tell you what that means. The cross is brought forth by Macarius and laid out, and one of the three is the Holy Cross. Woman is made to touch one and the other, and finally the Holy Cross, and she is healed. For this reason, we know which one is the Holy Cross. And subsequently, many, many, many miracles have worked through the Holy Cross. There is an opportunity in this, even to this day. In the year 16, and I don't remember exactly when, 1600 and something, a Holy Cross in Italy began to bleed. I think it was the 1640s. And ever since then, every year on April the 30th, which was last Thursday, it would be brought in procession up and down through the streets of that Italian city to bless the city. Well, they attempted it this year. The priest was arrested on his way, given a fine. He didn't pause. He went on for another half hour. Terror of terrors, a man who dares to pray in the street. And what's worse, he walked alone with only one acolyte following at a distance with a mask so that he didn't get sick. When he returned after his peregrination through the streets of his town, blessing the city, he was given a fine and told he had to quarantine for 14 days. Why? Because much like Nicodemus, the worldling always has to have an understanding of everything that is before them. They have to be able to touch, to feel. They have to be able to rationalize everything in a material way. If someone in their family is sick, they have to be healed right now because they said so. They do not know how to imitate Christ and carry their cross. They do not know or understand the Our Father. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They will not have Christ in his kingdom raised up in his way in his time. So indeed, they may all be creatures of God the Father. They may know all kinds of data points about Christ, who he is, when he was born, But this is not the entirety. Christ did not die on a single beam, but on the holy cross. He did the work of the Father. For us, that means we must ask the grace of the Holy Ghost that we might do that work. On the Feast of the Holy Cross, let us remember that. This is the reason why it's not just the water, because all of creation came up out of the water. The earth was first covered with the water. You remember that? And when we are born, we are poured into the water. Through the water, we come out into life of Christ. A new creation. That life is not just an imitation of the Father, a knowledge of the creative that He created us, but it is an imitation of the Son by the grace of the Holy Ghost. And there we have from the gospel that spirit of which is spoken. A spirit of, yes, this is the cross that's been given to me, and I can carry it because our Father promised me. He promised. And I can carry this cross. That's a reason to rejoice. He's going to get you through this if you do His will, if you do the work. That's why we study our map. Sometimes it's tough, right? Sometimes it's hard to sweep the floor in the kitchen, right? Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed when you get older. Sometimes it's hard to get out of a chair. But that may be the work you have to do today. And maybe that's the only thing He's asking from you. If we ask for that grace, then we will complete the work well. Nicodemus says, "How can this be?" That's the reason why our Lord says to him, it has to be born of the Spirit. It's going to be because of that Spirit. And our Lord asked him, "Thou art a teacher in Israel, and you don't know these things? Come, take up your cross, come follow after me." Amen, amen, I say to thee, we speak of what we know, and we bear witness to that which we have seen. And they will see Christ carry that cross. And our witness you do not receive. If I spoke of earthly things to you and you do not believe, how will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? We have a great grace. We've been challenged. Carry the cross of the coronavirus. But also, we need to fulfill our duties as Catholics to honor our Blessed Mother. We need to receive the Blessed Sacrament. Unless you eat this body and drink this blood, you shall not have life. And the Catholic people need to receive that. What will happen? Isn't this a direct attempt on our Catholic faith that they are keeping us away from the Blessed Sacrament in the Easter season? In the Easter season, how many people will they keep away from receiving that? It is a direct attempt on the Catholic Church. Think of that. Because they have to have their answer. Holy Mother Church knows how to prepare her children, how to prepare their minds and their hearts, whether it's this reception of the communion, or getting to confession in the Easter season so that they receive communion properly. Holy Mother Church knows how to deal with that. And those of the faith will make sure that they fulfill those obligations. Because you see, they have that spirit that they will do that hard work. Let us ask that grace for ourselves, for our families, for our neighbors. Let us ask it through our Queen Mother. Let us show them our love through our shrines. Our shrines don't have to be in quarantine, by the way. They should be out in public. May we give those indications of our love for her, for Saint Joseph, the worker, who did what? He lived by that Spirit and did the work. May that grace be granted to us in this time of trial. Let us live up to that cross which we will receive a blessing from on this day, especially through the strength of that Holy Eucharist we receive spiritually, if we cannot receive it here at the altar rail this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.